This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We welcome on Brad Garrett, a crime and terrorism analyst, who's joining us live this morning with a look at something that has caught the attention of a lot of people, Brad, because anytime you involve a celebrity in crime, a lot of eyeballs get on it. This time it's Jennifer Aniston, who was at home at her mansion when somebody crashed through the security gate. And one of the things I noticed, Brad, was that, well, the police arrived, but who arrived first? Jennifer Aniston's personal security, who had the person apprehended already. I mean, how... Widespread is this use of personal security amongst celebrities?
I think it's quite widespread. And the reason why, Brian, is that people like her get a lot of threats through social media, through attempts to leave voicemail messages. This guy who crashed her gate on Monday, according to LAPD, has been sending her harassing inappropriate stuff electronically for at least 2 years. And what happens with guys like this is that they just become, their obsession compulsions become so great they can't control themselves, and they go and try to do something like he did. You know, they idealize this idol relationship in their head that they think they have with the other person, which is obviously all imaginary. But the point being, there are a lot of people like that. And when you have somebody that's so high profile, that it makes it sort of easy for these troubled folks to tap into their fantasy. The reason I'm saying all that is that then creates this whole layer of how do you protect people like her? And it's really complicated. I mean, if you think of it, it's a smaller scale of what the Secret Service do every day with the president and vice president. You'd have to do the same thing with her. She obviously had armed security in her house that I think travel with her, move around with her every day. And this would also include the physical security of her house, cameras, motion sensors. Then you have the whole layer of cybersecurity, because people that are cyber savvy will hack into cameras, hack into her phone. So her stuff has to be constantly checked to make sure it doesn't have malware on it or somebody's actually, you know, intercepting her calls. And then if she starts moving around and travels, these teams are going to have to travel with her. So you can see how the cost of this would get quite high. I mean, you know, the public estimates are she spends over $250,000 a year on security. My guess is it's a lot higher than that.
Wow.
She lives in a $20+ million house, so I assume she can afford this. But you lay this layer then over, high end folks in business like Jeff Bezos, the security that they would need just because, you know, the idea of, you know, kidnapping. And then you throw family members into it. If you have wives, husbands, children, in these situations, they're also going to have Navy security.
Brad, this level of private security, the training for it, it's got to be similar to what the Secret Service undergoes, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the profile of the people who tend to do this type of security that I'm talking about, you know, they're former, like, Navy SEALs or people with that kind of training. And then you have the overlay of retired law enforcement and retired or former people from the intelligence community that have a security background. Because a lot of this is, you know, you have to think quickly on your feet. And I will tell you, they have to also learn how to do de-escalation skills, because they end up dealing with a lot of crazy people that show up, like, at their house, try to approach them at in a restaurant. I mean, it's a big deal. It takes an inordinate amount of hours every day, probably in her case and other folks, of 24/7 of protecting them. To your point, they really have to know what they're doing. And I think the companies that they work for look for people that have specialty skills, and or they may even send them to training.
Well, it can't be cheap. I'd imagine that. There's levels to some of these security jobs that, I mean, like, this person sounds like the real deal. It's basically like having your own police force. Others probably aren't as sophisticated.
Well, probably not. But if you go down the scale of people, these people who make, like, multi-millions of dollars a year, you know, that are like CEOs of big companies, maybe even like the CEO that was killed in Manhattan earlier this year. He didn't obviously have a security detail, but people like him. I mean, a lot of companies had a wake up call with his shooting of, like, how are we protecting our people? I'm sure it's raised the number of people now that probably have some version of protection.
This field of, you know, private security, where do you learn this? Is there a certain university that, you know, specializes in this?
No, I don't know about universities, but a lot of people retired from the Secret Service go into this type of work. As I mentioned earlier, military folks that have been trained, you know, in maybe a lot of different skill sets. Then there are specialized courses. You have to know where to look, that are taught by retired or former, you know, military types, law enforcement types, et cetera, that will teach you different skill sets. And it will teach you de-escalation skills if you don't have them. I think you hire people that have a number of these skills, and then you enhance it with further training.
Well, Brad, thank you. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.